Fourth week, seventh day, forgiveness of Christ. The only way to receive perfect cleansing from sin and sickness is through repentance. The publican in the temple who said, "God be merciful to me, a sinner," received the blessing of Christ's promised redemption. Whenever a prodigal returns saying, "I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight," we know he is coming home to the love of an all-forgiving Heavenly Father. One of the most difficult blessings to accept, however, is this cleansing through the forgiveness of Christ. Many persons who suffer physical sicknesses remain uncured simply because they cannot believe in the healing power of repentance. And so we must try to recognize this purging, drawing power of God's love, so that we can yield ourselves trustingly to Him for complete cleansing. Suppose we think of it this way. God has celestial vacuum cleaners which His angels can use to draw up all poisons, toxins, and infections in our souls and bodies. So let us invite the Lord to send down a corps of angel cleaners and put them to work right now. As they are invisible, they can penetrate into any pocket or hidden area of our lives and turn on their celestial vacuums. Since these angels neither slumber nor sleep, let them keep on the job all day and all night, for a week, if necessary, or a month. Let them go clear through the corridors of time, even into our babyhood, and open hidden closets, which may conceal that terrible fright in infancy, those frustrations of youth and resentments of middle age. Pray to the Father that they will not work too fast, as you do not want them to cause any pain, and then tell Him you are waiting for His healing love to flow in until the heavenly transfusions of the blood of Christ heal all the sores and fill all the empty places. Thank Him now, in Jesus' name, and rise up a new creation. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the Psalms, Psalm 51, verses 7 through 10. "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a..."